It's All Things Considered from NPR West. I'm Arun Roth. A lot of obscure bands want to reach a national audience, and they send their records to NPR. Unfortunately, most of them aren't great. This CD, for instance, is the type of thing we'd usually just toss. It's got a pair of singles, each from a different band. One by the Blue Jean Committee, who came out of the 1970s Massachusetts folk scene. And this one you're hearing now, it's the Fingerlings. They're a post-disco synth band from Bath, England, who formed an art college. Sounds just dreadful.
Standing in the motel room, looking out at the neon lights.
But before chucking it out, we noticed the name Fred Armisen on there. For those of you who haven't seen him on Saturday Night Live or Portlandia, Fred is a musical chameleon, and a hilarious one. See, these bands don't actually exist. They're fictional. The backstories, fake. But the songs, well, you're hearing them now. They're real.
All I can say is embrace me.
The Fingerlings first appeared in an SNL skit. Fred Armisen and Dana Carvey and their band, complete with new wave wigs and trench coats, take the stage at a rapidly emptying bar full of Packers fans as the Super Bowl kicks off.
Your fingers trace my lips as we drove through the Paris night. Weeping in the pouring rain with blue mascara running down my face.
It's great. You can hear the crowd laughing. It's not because Fred's songs are parodies or crammed full of jokes like Weird Al Yankovic or Flight of the Conchords. The comedy emerges from the weird, uncomfortable tension that comes from the band's being totally serious.
At the risk of sounding like I have like fake humility, like I'm not good at putting jokes in songs. You know what I mean? There are people who are really good at that and they've got like a punchline or something, but for me it's just more been about just like the texture of it all.
Case in point, Sparkling Apple Juice by the Bajelland Brothers.
2, 3, I sent a bottle of sparkling apple juice to your house. Did you get it?
Oh, remember the song?
I sent a bottle of sparkling.
And that's pretty much the song. Armisen, along with Bryan Cranston, both bewigged, singing on a giant stage in front of a very sparse crowd. The skit gets its laughs from jokes sprinkled into the script, not the song itself.
Can you all see us, people in the back? Can we
turn the house lights up a little? We want to see the crowd. Look at that. There are not that many people here tonight.
No.
You know, sometimes for the sketches, you need some kind of opposing factor just to make the comedy of it. Oh my God, I can't believe I'm talking about comedy like it's a serious thing. I'm so sorry. Anyway, for some of those sketches, you need an opposing thing just to make it, you know, give it a point.
But on these new singles, there's no opposing thing. No angry football fans or awkward audience reactions. These are studio versions. What's weird is that songs like Embrace Me are even funnier when they're standing there naked.
Dancing with my trousers off in a disco in Berlin. All I can say is embrace me.
And Fred's gone the whole distance with cover art and the serious-sounding press release.
I wanted it to appear real. I didn't want it to seem too jokey. I wanted the records to be mistaken for the real thing.
Fred Armisen's name is on there for songwriting purposes, but he says he wishes there was a way to make it even more covert.
I just like the idea of local music heroes, you know, those bands that were on the cusp of becoming nationally famous, but they just stayed sort of regional, but they were still famous where they're from. So in a way, like, it would make sense that the person buying the record has never heard of them because only the people in their town have heard of them.
That thinking inspired the other band in the new release, the Blue Jean Committee.
We come from a little place called Northampton, Massachusetts. You guys heard of it? I think you have. Yeah?
In this skit from 2011, the Blue Jean Committee steps onto the stage at a small bar, clearly in Northampton. Guest host Jason Segel is on keyboards, Fred Armisen on guitar and vocals, both sporting wigs and awful all-denim outfits.
Let me ask you a question. Do you ever have one of those afternoons that you wish would never end?
What I'd like to do right now is paint you a little picture of what that's like. Massachusetts afternoon, hanging out on the porch, drinking cinnamon beer with you.
Armisen says Massachusetts Afternoon was an easy pick for the first single. He actually loves the song like that, just on its own. He got the idea when he saw a jazz band perform a song called Louisiana Afternoon. He was struck by the beauty of the song and the way the word Louisiana just flowed with the music.
And I thought, what's the opposite of this? What's a state in the United States where it would sound more clinical, where it doesn't sound very good? No disrespect to the state of Massachusetts. It just doesn't lend itself to that kind of romantic notion.
Massachusetts afternoon, staying at my cousin's place, I write love letters to you.
I asked Fred if he's managed to fool anyone into thinking these were real bands.
Unfortunately, not yet. It is a real wish of mine that someone will mistake it for the real thing.
Yeah, if you want to find me and the guys, we'll be at the Empty Glass Inn playing poo with Old Man Jones. And beautiful Lucia with those long Northampton legs, dancing to the jukebox all night long.
Sorry to spoil the surprise for all of you listening. The first single is out now, with the Blue Jean Committee and the Fingerlings. The second, with the Bajeland Brothers and Taste of New York, will come out in March. Fred is no longer on SNL, but that doesn't mean he's done with songs like this. Armisen will continue the jokes as the band leader at the new Late Night with Seth Meyers, which premieres this Monday. He says it'll be just straight stuff at first, but Meyers has hinted that we'll be seeing more Armisen characters.
I write love letters to you, Massachusetts afternoon, hanging out on the porch, drinking cinnamon beer.